The story I really want to tell this week is about the early 20th century American socialite and art collector Isabella Stewart Gardner. So I'm going to try to connect it to what's happening in the stars because, after all, this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. I'm Mary Stewart Adams. Isabella Stewart Gardner was known as a brilliant and unconventional patron of the arts, and this week marks the 94th anniversary of her death on July 17th in 1924, so she was 84 years old. Now, in 1899, she built a gallery in Boston that was an imitation of a 15th century Italian villa, and she housed it with a terrific collection, including works by Vermeer, Rembrandt, Degas. She eventually turned over the entire gallery to the public, but not without the stipulation that everything must be permanently maintained as she had arranged it. Nothing was to be added, removed, or rearranged. Then, in 1990, two men disguised as police officers entered the building, tied up the security guards, and stole over $500 million worth of art, the largest value recorded art heist in history. Now, after 28 years, the case remains unsolved, and a $10 million reward is being offered. Here's where I'm going to attempt to tie this into what's happening in the sky. If you look southeast around 11 p.m. this week, you'll see the planet Mars, so brilliant that it's even outshining Jupiter because it's now over 100 million miles closer to us than its average distance. Mars is historically known as the warrior. So the question I have is this: does Mars come as a warrior armed for battle, seeking his spoils, or as a warrior in his role as guardian and protector? At the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, this discernment would have secured over $500 million worth of art. As it stands, empty frames remain hanging in the gallery where the art would be, both in homage to Isabella's desire for things to remain untouched and as placeholders for the art's potential return. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stewart Adams.